You find a pattern in neighborhoods that gentrify. A district of old buildings becomes hot. Art galleries and upscale restaurants arrive. The neighborhood school lags behind. People want to write a different story in Miami. Wynwood is the warehouse district transformed over the years, partly because of its annual arts fair. Art Basel is the name of the fair, and it opened this week. Nearby is Jose de Diego, a public middle school largely untouched by the neighborhood improvement until now. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Catalina Hidalgo works in Wynwood, and she loves it.
Wynwood is, I think, like the world's largest outdoor art museum. Everywhere you turn with these, some of them abandoned warehouses, some of these just establishments have murals everywhere, and it's so beautiful.
Hidalgo is a science teacher at Jose de Diego Middle School on the edge of a neighborhood that's changing fast. In the heart of the arts district, nearly every wall is covered with street art, some by local painters, some by internationally known artists. But at her school, Hidalgo says, nearly every wall was blank.
I was tired of looking at white walls, and I thought it would be a cool idea to bring a few artists to paint the school. Like, it's crazy that we have white walls and everywhere else is filled with murals.
Enter Robert De Los Rios. He and his friend Patrick Walsh often organize artist events in Wynwood. De Los Rios says after being contacted by Hidalgo, they visited the school.
I just saw the greatest canvas I've ever seen. Look at the size of these walls, man.
With an eye toward hurricane protection and energy efficiency, Jose de Diego, like many schools in South Florida, has few windows and large expanses of facade almost begging for decoration. De Los Rios started contacting artists. He soon had more than 40 painters working on 38 murals.
That one over there, I love it.
Lisandro Perez is one of a group of seventh graders checking out and critiquing the art going up on their school's walls.
The walls before this were just what, blank? Were
just sorry, nothing. Now that they came, they made our life better.
All right.
It makes us want to come to school.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As artists and developers have discovered Wynwood, a disconnect has emerged between the upscale newcomers and the Puerto Rican and African American residents who've long lived there. De Los Rios says the project is a small step in an effort to begin bridging that gap.
It's just a shame to have galleries and all these boutiques and all these expensive restaurants just a couple blocks away where it's tens of thousands of dollars for this and that, and then all of a sudden you have a school where the people who actually live in Wynwood, who actually call this home, don't feel any connection to it.
In a school courtyard, an artist who goes by the name Leza One paused in his work on a wall that has a floodlight in the center. On the wall, he's painted a young woman who appears to be illuminated by the floodlight.
I play with the light, actually. So my mural is about darkness and light. So the light here is a metaphor, represent the hope. You know.
All around the school, kids clustered around artists as they painted this week. Leza said he enjoyed the audience.
They are laughing. It's a lot of energy, positive energy around me and around all of us. And to see the smile, and they do a few comments on the painting, so it's great.
Alejandro Dorda Mebs, an artist who goes by the name Axel Void, said he was surprised and touched when a bunch of kids gave him thank you drawings. He's created murals elsewhere in Miami, but says he's become uncomfortable with what's happened in Wynwood. Much of the art now seems aimed at tourists and visitors, he said, rather than at the people who live there.
I will be much happier doing this here, that many kids are going to see it every day, than doing a wall in an area where this is going to have a tourist guide towards it, no?
The painters also donated works for an auction to raise funds to support arts education at the school. They say they hope to make it an annual event. The school still has more than 20 walls waiting for art. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.